Aisha Wahab wins special election to succeed former California Representative Eric Swalwell. California State Senator Aisha Wahab won the August 18th special election in the state's 14th congressional district to serve the remainder of U.S. Representative Eric Swalwell's term. Wahab will succeed Swalwell, who resigned in April following allegations of sexual assault by multiple women, including former staffers. Swalwell denied the allegations. Wahab and Bay Area Rapid Transit Board President Melissa Hernandez were the top two vote-getters in the June 16th special primary, with the former getting the most votes but falling short of the 50% needed to avoid a runoff. Wahab also placed first in the June 2nd primary. While Wahab has finished first in polling results, Hernandez outraised Wahab by more than $902,514. Hernandez had more cash on hand than Wahab by just over $29,230. There was outside spending in the race, including by United Democracy Project, a super PAC affiliated with the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee that spent $1.2 million on the special election in support of Hernandez and in opposition to Wahab. Another super PAC, Bold America, spent $664,921 in support of Hernandez. Altogether, outside groups spent about $4.1 million on the special election since mid-July. About $3.7 million was spent in support of Hernandez, while about $400,000 backed Wahab. Wahab campaigned on banning junk fees nationwide, building more housing at all income levels, banning congressional stock trading, supporting small businesses, and protecting abortion rights. The 14th congressional district was affected by mid-decade redistricting last year. The new map will take effect for the full term, which begins in January. Therefore, the winner of the special election will serve under the current boundaries until then. Former Vice President Kamala Harris won the current district with 65.8% of the vote in the 2024 presidential election. Under the new map, she would have won with 65.4%. Swalwell served in Congress from January 2013 until his April 2026 retirement. The allegations prompted him to also withdraw from the California gubernatorial race following pressure from fellow Democrats such as Representative Nancy Pelosi. "I am deeply sorry to my family, staff, and constituents for mistakes in judgment I've made in my past," Swalwell wrote in a post on X. "I will fight the serious, false allegation made against me. However, I must take responsibility and ownership for the mistakes I did make."